person, a man of some tradition. Of course, Peter isn't his real name. His real name is Simon, the son of Jonah. And in this morning's gospel, our Lord gives Peter the nickname Rock, Petra in Greek. And you get the name, Greek, the English word, petrified, from the same root. Now, how are we to take this nickname, Rock? When Marlis berates the people of Rome in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, he calls them, you rocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things. So is Jesus telling here that he's about sharp as stone? Well, that's one way of viewing it. His capacity to miss the point is at times breathtaking. And today, when Jesus, when Peter manages to confess Jesus as the Christ, it's not his own abilities that enable him to do this, but God, flesh and blood, has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Or maybe we can think of a series of rocky moves to give us an understanding of this nickname. Is Jesus saying that Peter is the strong man, the Sylvester Stallone of the Bible, who will overcome all of the odds that are against him? And certainly we know that Peter's willingness to swing the sword in the Garden of Gethsemane shows that he is indeed a fighter, ready for a brawl. Might Peter be called Rock because he's stubborn and inflexible, unwilling to be moved by argument or common sense? Maybe. Or could Jesus call Peter Rock because of his rock steadiness, like the Rock of Gibraltar, dependent, committed, ready in the face of opposition? Well, that won't work, because let us not say that rather embarrassing business of Peter denying his Lord three times. Another possibility is that Simon Peter was seen by Jesus as being strong enough to provide support for others. And that is certainly implied when Jesus says, on this rock I will build my church, right after he was Peter's name. Now, we have Jesus choosing to build his church on Peter, the rock. So did our Lord decide that because of Peter's rockness, or is Peter rock because the Lord built his church upon him? In other words, is this nickname a description of Peter or of the church? And the answer, I think, is important because, in a sense, the church is built on all of us. We are church. And we each bear responsibility for the church's life in our parishes, in our homes, in our communities. It must be the rock to be good Christians. Now, if being a Christian requires an ideal rock, there are indeed some ways in which the description fits. Individually and as a community, we can be capable of gross stupidity. Blocks, stones, and worse than senselessness. That's us. And to doubt it is further proof. And yet, like Peter, we are capable of being God's recipients of grace. We can also be like Simon Peter in being rash and impetuous, ready to rush off on behalf of the Lord, yet yellow them when the battle against our own sin and the sin of the world gets difficult. Like Peter, we talk the talk, Lord, I'll never deny you. But we don't always walk the walk. Are you rock steady? Well, sort of. But we worry about fitting in to stand out rather than standing out like the rock of Gibraltar. Children are not the only ones that are affected by peer pressure, my friendships, my position in society, even my livelihood. Depends on me not being too different, even when my faith calls me to be different. Am I a rock of support? Are you? Well, sometimes. But I prefer would have been a more accurate choice for Peter and for us. That is, somewhat firm, but also woo-woo. Is it sufficient to be gelatin? Is that a good starting point, at least? Well, in the case of Simon, Christ's decision to build a church upon him turned him into a rock solid foundation. The same Peter who denied the Lord, the same Peter who ran away from the cross, became Peter, the prince of the apostles, and in the end, a martyr for Christ. And if Peter could be changed from jello to rock, could not I. And the key for the shift from gelatin to rock is Peter's confession that Christ is the Son of the living God. If I confess with my lips and live out in my life the faith, Jesus will make me a foundation for the building up of his church. Does that mean that I'll never, ever wobble? No. Peter shook many times after being renamed Rock. And conversion, as you well know, is a lifelong process, not just a moment in time. The important thing is that Jesus has chosen us to be church. He has set us up in all our weakness and all of our sin and declared that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. You know, it also occurred to me that our Lord's first miracle was to turn water into wine. And today he turns gelatin into rock. And he does it by calling